These are children who are growing up in urban areas, that's towns and cities across the world. There are more than 1 billion children who are doing that. They're growing up in urban areas, and they face different challenges in many cases to children who are growing up in rural areas. When you think of poverty, most people think of a child growing up in a rural area and think opportunities are much better for children in urban areas because they have access to schools, clinics, that kind of thing. But in many ways, for the poorest of the poor, it can be harder in urban settings. It can be harder to grow up in a city or town, especially in Asia, especially in sub-Saharan Africa.
Why now? Why is this report coming out now?
More than 50% of the world's population now lives in urban areas. So we've reached the point where it's a much bigger issue. And of that 50% who live in urban areas, 60% of the population growth globally is driven by people who live in urban areas. So it's no longer just a question of people migrating from rural areas to urban areas. It's a question of cities self-generating themselves and becoming bigger and bigger. Asia, for instance, is home to 66 of the 100 fastest growing urban areas in the world. And Africa has a larger urban population than North America or Western Europe. So it's an extremely big problem, and it's only getting worse. The disparities in urban areas between the richest and the poorest are only growing.
Is that why there are so many street children now in Africa, for example?
Yes, that's one of the reasons why there are so many street children. And that's why we need to do something about this problem now. That's why children have to be part of urban planning. That's why cities need to deliver for children, because cities that are good for children are good for everyone. If a child grows up in a city and is excluded and marginalized, that child will never have their right to have a good childhood, a good education, but also they won't do the rest of the world any good, because when a child gets a good education and gets a good job, then they add to the national economy and add to development. So if children are cut out, if they're shut out, if they're hidden, invisible, then nothing moves on. So this problem is growing, and something needs to be done about it now.